Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Don't forget, less than an hour away from your temperature of the day for the winter warm-up. We'll send you out to Florida. Thanks to visitflorida.com. And it's President's Day today.
Yes, it is.
Ton of sales going on. Consumer experts say that you should find great deals on furniture and home goods, winter clothing, appliances, laptops, smart home technology. That's what you should be buying today.
And okay. Mattresses.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Where you're not going to find bargains. Oh. Spring clothing, outdoor furniture, and running shoes. Those are not going to be on sale today for you.
They're out in the stores, but no discounts.
Not good sales right there. But happy President's Day. If you got the day off, thank you for listening this morning. I know you got to sleep in, so that's cool that you woke up early enough to listen to the show and check it out. And right now, we're going to welcome some pettiness to the show.
Give me a P. Give me a E. Give me a T. T.
Yep.
I'm petty all the
time. We want to hear about that petty, Kid Nation, at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, when we say petty, it's those, you know, the things you do to get back at your friends, roommates, children. Mom, dad, children. Things that are not criminal.
Yeah, no, we would prefer not illegal or evil.
Yeah, we got some examples right here on the text. Some awesome ones before we get to the phone.
All right.
This one involves a roommate. So my roommate kept using my mouthwash. Oh, I hate when the roommates do that. Use your stuff.
Yep.
So in turn, I replaced it with blue-flavored Kool-Aid and food coloring to make it look like mouthwash. And then it stained his whole mouth blue. Hashtag Petty Monday.
All right.
Win-win situation right there.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, that's petty.
That's good
right there.
Petty, yeah.
Man, some of that takes so much effort.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Petty, if you want to be right, if you want to be a king of petty or queen of petty, you got to put some effort into this. Over the weekend, my 5-year-old son was being a butthead, so I had to ground him from his game. He said I wasn't his best friend anymore, so you know what I did? I went to the kitchen, and I ate all the candy he was saving. Hashtag Petty Monday. Yeah. Go to that candy savings account real quick.
I gained five pounds, and he has no more candy. No more candy.
I showed him.
And be nice to your mail carriers, people.
Uh-huh.
From the text, I'm a mail carrier, and when someone's rude to me for no reason, oh, I remember what box they have, and I always throw the mail all the way to the back, so they have to reach extra far to get their mail. Hashtag Petty Monday.
I haven't been rude to my mail carrier, but mine's always shoved in the back.
Maybe you're rude and you don't know it.
Maybe you are being rude, or is it
met them.
One of the kids?
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, you need to say hello to them. Let's go to the phones here. Hey, Carla.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Hi, good morning.
What's so up? You were a little petty with your son.
I actually my son shares a bathroom with his sisters, and he kept leaving his boxers on the floor right in front of the laundry chute. I got tired of picking them up, and I took a piece of fishing wire, and I hooked his boxers to the back of his nice Jeep, and he drove all the way to school with his boxers flapping in the wind.
Oh, my gosh.
That may be the best one I've ever heard.
He never left his boxers.
And the joy that it's giving you is even more joy to me.
Moms could be the pettiest people with their kids. And
she went and got fishing lines.
He deserves it. Well done, Carl. I might have to steal that one.
That's
someday,
awesome.
Right?
Someday I'm going to do that to my son, Chase. And Carla, thank you so much.
That's awesome.
Oh, man, flapping. Big old boxers.
The only way to make that better is if you put a sign on the back of his car that says, my son's boxers.
Yep.
These are my son's boxers. He won't put them away or whatever.
Oh, that was so good.
That's great.
Oh, Alyssa wrote us and said, when my fiance gets mad at me, he makes his half of the bed and then leaves my half a wreck. Man, that's effort right there. You gotta make the bed.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's petty, though.
Don't make it or make it, right?
Yeah. That's why he'd be petty. Yeah. What's up, Hannah?
Good morning. So, I don't think mine's gonna one-up Carla.
That's all right.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah.
What'd you do to your man?
A couple weeks ago, he made me mad, so I offered up that I would crank his truck for him in the morning, but instead of putting the heater on, I turned the AC on.
Oh!
Oops!
Whoopsie! Went the wrong way, my bad.
Right?
Yeah. I apologize.
No, you didn't need to apologize, because sometimes you got to be petty. Did he get the message, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got the message. Of course you got the message.
Cold message.
Kids can be petty, too. Here to prove that is Ryder. What's up, Ryder?
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
So you want...
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too, man.
Hey, man. Nice to meet you, Ryder.
So who's being petty? Is it you or is it Mom?
It's my mom.
Oh, what'd she do?
Okay, so when she's mad at her boss, she poops too long to take up company time.
She goes poop extra long to take up company time.
Oh, my God. It's funny that she does it, and it's funny that you know about it.
Ryder.
And she's having the kid call in so nobody recognizes her voice.
Your mom's in the car right now, Ryder?
Yeah, she doesn't want her boss to recognize her voice, so she doesn't get in trouble.
That's right. Smart lady. Hey.
She is smart, though, Ryder. She's pooping and making money.
Office and they have a son named Ryder. Beware.
Well, that's not his real name, Al. That's not his real name. Hey, Ryder, you have a wonderful day at school, man. Thanks for letting us know about your mom's petty.
You're welcome.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.
That's lovely actually talking to him. He's good manner.
Really smart.
Yeah, right.
And you don't want the boss to catch you.
Go take a long poop.
Get yourself a Ryder and take a long poop. Hi, Sierra.
Hi.
So we're doing a little petty Monday. What did you do?
So I had forgot that this place was a brunch spot for my now ex-husband at the time we were married. And I've been suspecting him cheating on me. And we'll come to find out when I'm at brunch with my best friend, I see him and his baby mama come in with the baby. Hmm. So I asked the waitress to give me their tab and I paid for it. And I said, now let them know that it's from his wife.
Got him.
Yeah, I don't know if they've ever gone back, but I did find out through the grapevine. It did annoy that girl.
Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah, don't go. That's her spot, though. You can't. That's what happens after breakups. Wow. Everybody gets their spots and the friends. You don't break those rules. Thank you, Sierra, from the text. The other day, I needed a towel while I was in the shower, and my husband brought me one that would barely cover my butt. So I knew my daughter had folded some in the laundry, so I hid those for 2 days and hung up a baby towel for him to use. My wife's done that to me. Baby towel.
Baby towel.
Yeah. Baby towel. Dude. Just kidding. We don't want that song in our head, do we? Hi, Amber.
Hey.
Welcome to Petty Monday. What's going on in your world?
Okay, so basically, I am about to celebrate my son's first birthday in 3 weeks. I've sent out invitations and I also did a Facebook event.
Okay.
My mother got so upset because she just wants family at the birthday party. So she is now not talking to me because of the fact I said, no, we're having friends. And so now I've uninvited my mother.
Oh!
Wow.
Can't uninvite grandma.
She just did.
Uninvited her. She's not talking to me. I was like, okay, well, if you're not going to talk to me, you don't have to show up to the birthday party.
Oh, my.
Ooh. I'm sure that'll be resolved before the birthday.
Yeah, I hope so.
It'll be. I know Amber will. Thank you, Amber. Hi, Mari.
Hey. Oh, my God. I'm on the show.
You're on the show. Welcome.
Back to the pettiness, right? So, yeah. Yesterday, my husband and my 4-year-old daughter were playing with those. You know those inflatable bouncy plastic balls?
Yeah, I love those.
While I was getting ready, they were playing there. My husband kept throwing it at me. She did too. So I was like, you know what? Grab the fork and pop that thing.
Oh!
Yeah, she goes, yeah.
I did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my wife doesn't like those balls either.
Man.
I don't know what it is about those balls and wanting to throw them at mom.
Yeah.
I think it's because I'm mad. That's funny. Let's take one more here from Heather. Hi, Heather.
Hey, y'all. What's up?
Hey.
Not much. So you're being petty towards your man?
Yeah, so he gets a lot of nervous energy when he gets mad sometimes.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll just pick like an innocent fight and he'll clean the whole house.
Clean the whole house?
Because he gets that nervous energy when he gets mad.
Okay, he has to get rid of it. Okay, so, I get it.
Oh, you're so smart, Heather.
Yeah, so it saves me money. I don't have to hire anyone to clean my house.
Oh, I like that.
And you got it's almost an art to pick the right fight because you don't want it to be too over the top. You just want it to be just right.
Yeah, just enough to ruffle his feathers.
What's a go-to fight that you like to pick?
Usually it involves the trash.
Uh-huh.
Taking it out, you know. I just won't take it out for a little while, and then he gets angry about it, so.
He's a little OCD, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think my wife's the same way. I think she cleans when she gets all flustered.
Yeah. So you get her flustered just for the heck of it?
I don't do it on purpose, but now that Heather popped that idea in my mind.
Yeah.
Now I know what to go. Now I got it locked and loaded. Thank you for your first, Petty Monday, Kid Nation.
Those were good today.
They were pretty good. We appreciate the Petty. We'll be back with it again next week. And now, Big Al Mac.
Yeah.
It's time for you to get people back on track, sir.
Yeah, a lot
motivate.
Of people may have fallen off whatever wagon they are on.
Learn from your failure.
Yeah.
Please, yeah.
Big Al Mac is going to help you hop back on and motivate you with whatever you fell off.
Yeah.
Next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Winter warm-up coming up in about 13 minutes, Kid Nation, give or take. We'll hook you up with that new temperature, new location as well.
All right, all right.
But Big Al Mac,
yeah.
Last week you embarked on your weight loss journey.
I did.
And where did it go wrong?
Well, I just wanted to say this. I people struggle with all sorts of things, from smoking to drinking, twirling your hair, saying like. In my case, it was the diet.
So
I love the twirling the hairs on the same pages.
It can be. Diet. People have all sorts of things that they are trying to give up. So I'm here to tell you that even if you did suffer a setback, a deviation from your goal, you can get back on course. In my case, the detour of my normal routine was at fault. I went to a wedding, and there I was at this wedding reception, looking at an hors d'oeuvre tray that would make a man with low T excited. And there, I felt like I didn't know what I was going to do. Before I knew it, I consumed a platter of wedding goodness and two glasses of wine. That's when my friend said to me, hey, how's that diet going?
Oh.
It was like I was on a date and somebody said, aren't you married? I honestly forgot. So, I'm here to say, no matter what your transgression is.
Mr. Commitment.
Or what it was, today is a brand new day. You can start over. Get naked in front of that mirror, meaning take a good look at yourself. Tell yourself you have not failed, you just fell. You can get up. Celebrate the small wins. 1 hour of not doing whatever it was. Then celebrate an hour and 10 minutes of not doing whatever it was. Baby steps are your friend. Then in the evening, say, I'll be sleeping about 4 hours. I'll be sleeping 3.5 hours. Just whatever it takes, get yourself re-motivated to accomplish it all. I fell, but I will get up.
What'd you eat?
What did you eat?
I just want to know how bad it was.
It was a little bit of, it was a hors d'oeuvre tray, and they had mac and cheese there. And
you ate that?
A little.
Did you pre-eat before this wedding?
I hadn't eaten anything all day. That was my problem, and the wedding was at 4 in the afternoon.
Oh, so, you went in there hungry.
Yeah, when I'm trying to be good, I'll eat before a dinner. I'll eat before.
And I had a busy morning, and then it was time for the wedding, and I'm like, I just forgot. Like during the week, today, tomorrow, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, I won't have a problem because my routine is the same, and I've already kind of gotten accustomed to that. But Saturday was like, I didn't know what to do. I was setting up for an event. I went to this wedding. And I'm like, I haven't eaten. Oh, good. There's food. And it was just like, I just forgot. I simply forgot. So, but I am back on the wagon this morning.
How bad did it hurt you on the scale?
I don't know. I don't even own a scale. So I'll see today.
So you're going in every week?
No, I go in. I have to go in today because I want to see, like Kelly said, I want to see how bad it hurt me. But I have gotten back on the thing. I'm drinking my juice. I took my candy bars, and so hopefully it didn't hurt me too bad. But I did.
My candy bars?
Candy bars.
Right. Well,
I
you know.
I think they like to be referred to as candy.
Your snack bars.
Yeah, snack bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're back on strict diet.
Full on, 100%.
What's your goal?
Until he forgets again.
No, I'll be fine. And now I've really.
Al forgets everything.
I know, he does.
Truly.
You need to start.
He's on a diet.
Wait.
He forgets he's married. He forgets.
I want to know more about, didn't you move this weekend?
I signed a lease. And
so you didn't start moving.
I moved my Blake Shelton cardboard cutout.
Uh-huh.
And.
Okay, but it's not an official move until you're sleeping there.
Right. And I just had too much going. I really picked a bad weekend for me to move because I had a lot of stuff going. So I did sign the lease, and I am relocating, but I just didn't do a lot. Yesterday, I was kind of shorthanded. I ended up waiting tables all morning for 4 hours, 5 hours.
Oh, man.
And so it was just a bad weekend for me to move. So, but I did sign the paperwork. I do have another residence in another city. Waxahachie.
When does your current lease end?
At the end of the month.
So, at the end of this month?
So, they overlap a little bit. So, I can take 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 things at a time.
Just take nothing but your clothes.
It's almost
start over.
Yeah.
It's time to have a grown-up place.
It's almost like a curse having 2 weeks to move, because it's like you don't have the pressure of getting it done all in 1 or 2 days, so yeah. You have to...
Did you move your booty call poster yet?
Not yet.
Not yet, yeah.
No, that requires one of those white glove type movers.
When you walk into Big Al's place, that's the first thing you see.
You're welcome.
Kelly? Yeah, Kelly got me as a movie poster.
He was the swinging bachelor. I got him booty call, and I think of Friday.
Framed.
I thought that'd be good art for him.
Yeah,
He was a bachelor. He was single. And,
and I hung him up.
You did, at the entrance.
Okay, framed posters are kind of fun. They're classics now.
Sets the mood when you walk into my place.
That's what I was wondering. If you're a girl and you walk in, that's the first thing
you
see.
I think you need gallery lighting above it.
Yeah.
So you have a little light that shines down.
Right.
Yeah, just with your...
Right, now showing.
Yeah, with your chauvinistic movie posters.
Big Al, a lot of people are writing us and saying cheat days are good for you.
Because
you get it out of your system.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Al hasn't done it that long.
For a while.
And not when he's hired... to do the program. Yeah. This is the thing, people.
So it'll get back.
There.
It will get back on cue.
Okay.
It will get back on cue.
This is the last time you cheat.
Well, I'm not going to say that, but I'm just saying it'll get back on cue. It'll get back on cue. I'm just here to tell you.
You need to try and go almost a month.
You can lapse a little bit. You can slap, lapse.
Okay.
And then just get back up. Don't say, oh, I've cheated. It's over. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
That's true.
So if Al motivated you,
yeah, wow,
good on you.
I don't think I have a career as a motivational speaker or anything, but hey, that's just honest. That's just as honest as I can get.
Right? I'm sad you used your motivation up on a holiday. I mean, so many more people could have listened to that.
Right.
I don't think a lot of people have today off like we think.
I think so.
You do?
Yeah.
All of my friends were like, oh, "I'm so glad it's a 3-day weekend." I'm like, "What?
Really?
If you have the day off, don't call."
Don't call.
Let me know.
All right, let's give away this trip.
All right.
In a matter of seconds. There we go. Let's set you up. Veronica, how are you doing?
Oh my gosh, I'm so good. How are you?
Oh, we good. And it's about to get better, Veronica. You are our winner, warm-up winner for today.
That is so crazy. Thank you so much.
Yay.
So you're going to guess are off to Fort Lauderdale, Florida for 4 days and 3 nights. You're going to be staying at the Bahia Mar Fort Lauderdale Beach, a DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel. And there's plenty more out there.
Oh, yes. Spectacular. Waterfront destination in Fort Lauderdale Beach. You've got the panoramic view of the world-class marina, the yachting center. You'll be sitting directly across from the Sandy White Beach. You can hang out in the ocean. You can hang out at the pool bar.
Whatever you want.
Wave rooftop pool bar and grill. You can go play tennis. You can go bike riding. You can do a fishing excursion. All these water sports. Plus, we're throwing in a 4-day car rental. 2 tickets for Sea Experience. The Glass Bottom Boat Tour takes you out into the open water. And then you get to go snorkel. In Florida waters. All thanks to Visit Florida.
Thank you, Visit Florida.
Who's coming along with you, Veronica?
My husband, and then I'm going to try and get my stepdaughter because she's the whole reason that we even entered. I can't believe this. Oh,
awesome.
There you go.
Well, your husband's covered, and then you guys get that fly for the stepdaughter. Yeah. You'll be all set for that family vacation. Veronica, congratulations.
Guys, I can't even tell you. We listen every day, and we needed this so much. We've had just the craziest couple of months. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, I'm glad you won then, and I hope everything gets a little bit better for you guys.
Thank you so much.
All right, Veronica, you hang on for us. We'll get you all set up with that trip. It's all yours. And coming up next, more trips. We got to give you the temperature of the day, Kid Nation. You'll go to KidNation.com, enter that before midnight, and we'll also tell you where you're going to be going this week. Next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, I know you're excited. We just gave a trip away, but that could have been you.
Could have been.
But you didn't go to KidNation.com before midnight and type in the temperature. Maybe you did, and you didn't get lucky. Well, we got more chances for you this week.
Redo.
Brand new location. Still doing it around the same time every day, 7:40 Central. Temperature of the day will be handed out. Go to KidNation.com before midnight. Enter that, and then just be waiting for your phone to ring the very next morning. And you know it's going to be us because it's going to be really early, and it's going to be a random number. All right. So, the destination this week, get excited, everybody. You're going to be going to the DoubleTree by Hilton Grand Hotel, Biscayne Bay.
Yeah, buddy.
And I know that's a cool spot because Drake raps about it all the time. It's located in the heart of downtown Miami. And the temperature today at Biscayne Bay, 84 degrees.
Oh,
look at that.
How about
nice. That gets you nice and toasty. 84 degrees at Biscayne Bay. And if you get that 504 message when you go to KidNation.com, because there's a lot of people trying to enter that, just wait a few minutes, maybe a couple hours. Just don't forget to do it before the end of the day today.
Before midnight.
Yeah, and then be looking at that phone. Good luck. Good times. And we did get a lot of text messages because today is President's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Which means, according to Bloomberg, it means most employees in government and education get the day off. Not in education. A lot of teachers are writing us. They have that staff development day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So the kids get off, but the teachers still have to go in.
Uh-huh. But only 39% of employers are giving off President's Day this year. So most of us are working.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
So we Gucci. I talked to a lot of people that are off.
We all good.
Okay.
Got to make the best of everything, right?
Yep.
And speaking of making the best of everything, so I feel like the wife might not be listening. So my wife got into a little accident yesterday.
Yeah.
She's okay. Could have been worse. She broke an axle on the car and everything. Okay. Yeah. Right. And the kids were with her, so it was a little bit scary for the kids.
Yeah.
So I went and picked up the kids because my son had his first football game of the season.
Yeah.
And I took him away, and I thought the tow truck would be there pretty fast.
Yeah.
Because they told her about an hour, and she said, hey, it's my fault. And she admitted it. She just accidentally hit something.
Yeah.
So I'll stay here. I'll wait for the tow truck driver to get here.
Okay. So you took
It'll be 1 hour. I'll be like, cool. I'll take care of the kids. I'll get my boy ready for his football game. Everything will be fine.
Mm-hmm.
An hour passed by, nothing. 2 hours passed by, nothing. 3 hours passed by.
Oh, man.
A tow truck finally shows up, and he goes, oh, I have a flatbed. I need an arm or something. So we have the wrong tow truck.
Oh, no.
We got to get another one. So it started over. My wife sat out there for like 6 hours, I think. Five and a half to six hours. It happened like at 10 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
Mm. And so she finally, the guy gave her a ride, too, to our son's football game. Super cool guy. And she goes, look, if you want to look at the bright side, I did find some really cute jeans for $40.
And you're like,
say what?
Huh?
I was like, she went shopping or something?
I was like, what? And she goes, yeah, I mean, I was sitting there so long that I was able to bargain hunt, and I found some really cute jeans for $40.
She's sitting there in her rent car shopping online.
How do you feel about that?
I was like, you can't be costing us money because we're going to have to play the deductible and then some jeans.
Well, she got a good deal, though.
She did get a good deal. $40, normally I think there were $100. But she went shopping.
She saved you $60.
She saved us $60. Mm. She goes, normally I just rush to buy things, but since I had so much time,
yeah,
I was able to save us money.
How do you handle, I mean, don't they say that's the number one argument with most couples?
Money.
Is money and how money's spent?
Yeah. We argue about money here and there. But she's actually pretty good about it. She doesn't overspend, and I don't think she shops too much. She does have a problem with Target.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, she goes to Target. But then I talk to all my other buddies, and
their wives go to Target.
Everybody has problems going to Target. You just show up trying to spend $20, and you spend $100.
And you go down the aisle, the end of the aisle, where they have that clearance section. Oh.
Yeah. But if I told you that we don't argue money, I'd be lying, because I think everybody does.
Yeah, I guess.
I think everybody has at least some, like, hey, let's not spend as much, especially if you're trying to save money.
Right, yeah, because you guys are going on a nice spring break. Right?
Yeah, we're saving money. We got something planned. We're not talking about it yet because we don't want to get the,
sorry,
when are we going? No, you're good.
I see. Oh, because the little ones don't know.
So, yeah, so we've been saving for this and it just hit us at the wrong time.
Well, she needed jeans to wear on the trip.
Yeah. Got them for
$40. How's the new relationship going over there, Gina?
Great.
Yeah?
Incredibly great. Yeah.
Super awesome.
I don't
want
to be that annoying person. I'm like, oh, we're just so in love and everything's great.
So, over the weekend, y'all got together?
We did. His parents were in town from Mexico City.
Shout out.
And so, you know, it's hard because I don't know them that well. I've only met them once, so I don't know what they want to do. And him and I was kind of frustrated with him because I had been asking him, when are they coming in? Do I need to make dinner reservations?
Was this your first fight?
I wouldn't say we've really fought
but
it was more like communication. Just I wanted to know because I like to plan dinner reservations even if we cancel them. And I knew that it's hard on a Saturday at 4 o'clock to find a place.
Yeah.
On a Valentine's Day weekend.
Especially in the city that we live in and the restaurants we like to go to, it's hard to find a reservation for 6 or 5 because I'm taking my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And his two, you know, his mom and dad.
The parents get to meet.
Yeah, so my mom met the parents for the first time, and that was fun.
Interesting.
Because they are, I want to say, I wish my Spanish was as good as their English.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're pretty good.
They can communicate.
Absolutely.
Enough.
Absolutely. But I know it's probably tiring on him because I think about how much I talk.
Yeah.
And I want to talk and I want to get to know them more. So, of course, I have boyfriend translating. He's so good back and forth on the fly. You know, I want to talk and they talk back and he translates.
Does his dad have the Mexico City dad mustache?
Just mustache. It's an incredible mustache.
Yep. Does he have the Mexico City dad deep voice?
Deep voice, great skin.
Ah, sí.
Yeah.
Habla así bien.
Is that how you talk, JC?
All dads down in Mexico City talking like that.
Sí.
They're so cool. So they love burgers. So we were on a hunt the entire weekend for the best burger in town. So, of course, that really threw my healthy eating. But yesterday we went to a biker bar.
Heard
they have one of the best burgers.
Yeah.
Yeah, boyfriend has a couple motorcycles, so we didn't ride one there, but we took them to a biker bar.
Is Jenna going to be riding on the back of a motorcycle anytime soon?
This is one of those things in a relationship. I'll say it. Hate motorcycles have always been... No, I mean, I think they're cool looking.
They're scary.
And I know that will outrage some people, but yes, it's just other people. He's been in some bad accidents before. So as I get older and think about spending my life with someone, it scares me a bit to think that he has 5 motorcycles.
Wow.
So
he's real passionate about it.
He sold a couple off. I told him I'm happy to go cruising around town, but I'm not really down for it. I mean, he'll do those endurance drives. He's done those before where he'll go from like here to Guadalajara in like 24 hours.
Guadalajara.
Oh my.
Jalisco?
I was like, I'll cruise around town. Can we put a sidecar on for Wheezy? Or
man, I've always wanted a motorcycle because I really do think it seems cool to be out there.
Yeah.
You and yourself, the wind. But every guy I've ever talked to that owns a motorcycle and girls, they've always said, I've dropped it. I've had a fall.
Put it down.
I haven't met one person that's never had a fall. So based on that, I can't.
I didn't, but I was with somebody that did. And that was the last day I rode. That was the last day.
He likes to say that makes you a better driver. And I'm like, I'm not worried about you.
Falling?
I think you're a great driver. I think it's just other crazy drivers out there and you're in a smaller... less protected car.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily even crazy drivers. I just don't see them sometimes.
Yeah,
how many times have you
sneaky.
Been driving and then suddenly
you just change lanes?
Where did that come from?
Right.
I would have changed lanes right then.
Yeah. Are you...
So, again, that's for me one of those things that I feel like we're a perfect match in every way. We get along so well, super in love, and that's just one of those things for me that, you know, you're going to have in any relationship. It's the one thing for me that I kind of have an issue with, but I'm not going to make a guy give up his hobby. I don't necessarily have to drive cross-country with him on a motorcycle, but I'm not going to say get rid of those.
You can fly to Sturgis.
Would he... Do you think if he one day has kids... would look at it differently?
Yeah.
You think so?
We've talked about that.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, get it out.
Get it out of your system now.
Go get it out, Daredevil, go.
So he would go skydiving with me?
Probably.
Yeah.
You want a friend?
He could teach me how to ride a motorcycle?
Oh, boy.
We're Instagram friends
now. Oh, boy.
What
you just
are
said?
You?
Yeah, we're Instagram official.
Oh, okay.
Is that good?
I don't mind. Of course it is. It's great. It's great.
Yeah.
I have nothing bad to say.
He has more than one motorcycle?
I don't know. I think 4 or 5.
Now let's go.
No, I'm not going. I've done my Harley days, though. I had a Dyna Wide Glide.
What?
Something like that. That was a Wide Glide.
Dyna Wide Glide?
I think that's what they call it. It's been so long, I don't even know what to call it. But I had a Harley.
Is that the one you couldn't get out of first gear?
Yeah. You know that story.
Yeah, my man.
Yeah, I couldn't get it out of first gear. Then couldn't get it out of second gear. Then I burnt my leg. Boom. Put my leg on the exhaust pipe.
Man, I've always wanted to learn how to ride, but I'm so scared. I'll end up like Al burning myself.
Help
not out of
you, for sure.
All right.
You do it so I don't have to.
Okay, I'm scared.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Skinny jean talk still happening on the text.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was from
a long time
earlier
ago.
In the morning. Apparently, Alan has jumped on the skinny jean bandwagon that I've been on, even though he made fun of it, according to Kelly.
Well, I'll be honest. I made the most fun.
Like, when you guys are at home, you guys laugh about me?
No, I told you to your face. Those are skinny jeans. But, yeah, so he's lost some weight, and for Valentine's Day, I got my husband. He's lost 20 pounds, 21 pounds.
Nice.
And so I bought him some jeans that are cut skinnier.
Uh-huh.
And he, at first, scoffed at them. There's no way I can get these on. Pulled them on, and he liked the way they fit so much. He wore them, like, 3 days in a row.
That's right.
Loved them. And then he took himself to the store and bought even skinnier jeans.
Yeah, just when you thought they couldn't get any skinnier.
They get skinnier.
They are leggings, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You can see the outline of his leg hair.
Yeah, the thing is that's the part. They hug his calf muscles so much.
Do they hug?
He can't get pedicures in those.
Do they hug everything? Right.
Yeah.
Like, everything. Yeah.
You know?
It's pretty tight. You need to wear some boxer briefs on that to get it right.
Yeah, so what's the overwhelming commentary?
I think it depends. If a guy writes, they're saying skinny jeans on dudes are the worst thing ever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then some have been writing and saying that skinny jeans turn them on. So
it depends on, you know.
Are they turning you on?
Well, I like the ones I got them better. They were skinny, but not
skinnier. Tucking.
Yeah, they're not. There were not as much leggings as the pair he got.
Alan, you wear what you need to wear, good sir.
Or he calls them meggings.
Yeah. See, my wife buys me my jeans, so I think I'm good right now. Even the white ones you hate, Kelly, which I will be sporting tomorrow.
Yes, I hate them. I just tease you about them.
Well, you need to winter those up, though.
Winter them up? It's white. What's more winter than white?
A sweater.
What's more winter than white?
Yeah. White colors are very wintery for me.
There are winter whites.
Okay, so a sweater with it?
Yeah, I'm just saying winter up the white jean, and I think it's okay.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Yes, with some sneakers and a sweater, yeah.
Like
yeah.
What you're wearing right now, the black hoodie with the white trim would be perfect.
Yep. So be on the lookout tomorrow for the skinny.
Is that a turtleneck?
Huh?
It's a funnel neck, sort of.
It's a funnel neck.
Yeah, it's a runner's thing.
Funnel neck? Look at you.
I don't know how it works.
I don't know how it works.
I don't know how this thing works.
It's a shirt.
I know it just covers your neck, but I don't know how you're supposed to do it right.
Don't worry about it. I think it's more decoration that part.
I don't think that's functional. It's style.
No. All right, here we go.
There you go. All right.
All right.
Love expert, are you ready?
Sure.
Let's get to it.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm getting married soon to my sweetheart, March 9th, to be exact.
Yay.
I just found out my fiancé plans to shave off his beard for our wedding. I'm trying to be chill about it, but I love his beard so much. It makes him look so manly and hot. I'm trying to talk him into getting a little trim and leaving his beard, but so far he's not changing his mind. What can I do or say to get him to leave his beard alone, Julie?
I don't know, Julie. I think that's true for men. They say that a man wants to see his woman walk down the aisle looking like she knows him. He knows her.
Right.
So when these girls come out and these all funky updos and these curls.
So who's that?
Like, who is that? You never wear your hair like that. Men like seeing their woman look like they normally look. So wear your hairstyle a nicer version of what you normally do, right? Mm. And the same is true. She loves you looking like that, but he's not listening or writing the letter. How do you convince him? I don't know. It's his wedding, too, and if that's truly what he wants, I guess you have to go with that, because men have so little say-so in a wedding anyway. Mm-hmm. And if that's the thing he's just planting his flag on, like, I want to shave.
I'd be with her, too. I feel the same way. I love facial hair and a beard.
I think it looks great. I would not have, you know, I was curious to see what Alan, my husband, looked like without a beard. But I know him with a beard, and I wanted to see him walk down the aisle with that beard. He did trim it and all that good stuff.
But he had it.
But
when he's gone clean shaven, is it weird to you? Does he look weird?
Yeah, it looks really weird. But then it grows right back, so it's fine. So I'm saying give it to him. If that's really the only demand he has, and I'm sorry it's not exactly what you want. But if he's that adamant that he's willing to fight you over it, you're going to have to let it go.
There'll be bigger fights to fight. That's not a big one.
Yeah.
These are pictures for forever.
It's your wedding picture.
And he wants to look, that's the way he wants to look for his picture.
That's what he wants.
Yeah, I get that.
Take a bunch of engagement or pre-wedding pictures that are really fun.
Maybe you could do that so you can have both.
Just get all dressed up and do some formal portraits. Did you do engagement portraits? Then you have that, you know?
Since he's shaving, you stick it to him and you don't shave.
Hi, I'm not shaving my mustache.
My legs are going to be hairy. There. Everybody wins.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So I've been dating this guy for over a year now and recently moved in with him. Now, he does have a daughter from a previous relationship, and her mom hates me for absolutely no reason other than me moving in with him. So she has all of a sudden started sending him very revealing pictures.
Oh.
I know he has no interest in her, but in the back of my head, I always feel like she's trying to break us up. He always tells me and never He always tells me he never responds to her, or he will never, or he'll tell her to stop, and she just won't. Please help. What do I do? Morgan.
Wow.
Yeah. Because she's going to be around.
It'd be a shame if some of those photos made it on social media, wouldn't it?
Oh, whoa.
Ooh, love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
I mean, the pettiness in me says
that
yes.
That would be real petty. I wouldn't. I'm doing that kind of tongue-in-cheek. How do you stop somebody from sending
your man pictures,
sexy texts to your man? You confront them. You confront the woman. I'm not a confrontational person. So that's not really in my DNA to handle that. I would leave that up to my man to handle it. And
she says he has tried. He's told her to stop and doesn't respond.
He may not post
how
them.
How much does he try?
He probably wants to keep it.
You know, he could block her.
Yeah.
It's the mother of his child.
Oh, well, you block her, and the only way she can communicate is through emails or something, or through the court. And you know what? Go to the attorney and say, this is offensive to me. And there are ways, if he's really, truly serious about putting a stop to it. That's the only thing. It's like he's not really... I wouldn't think he's trying hard enough if it's still happening. And then it becomes a harassment issue.
Yeah.
And then you get the proper channels to get it stopped that way. And then also you have to decide, do I want to be part of a relationship where it's this much aggravation and hassle?
Yeah.
You know?
Because the guy seems...
He seems what? You don't know. You're going by a letter.
If she's really happy, what if he is a great guy and it's just the one bad thing is a mama?
Yeah, maybe that's just one of those things that he's just going to have to put up with, and she will too.
But the thing is, you don't have to.
But like Kelly said, not that you would post, she would post those pictures, but even the threat of posting those pictures would be enough.
Maybe, I don't know. But I think it's up to the partner, the one that's. I'm just not that confrontational person. I think there's nothing uglier than two women. Nin, 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 nin. It's just, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't handle it properly and appropriately, I'm sorry. But, I mean, it sounds like he's told her to stop, but she won't. Okay, so I guess you're just helpless and y'all just have to put up with it. No, he needs to take it a step further if he's serious about her stopping.
Yeah.
How old is the daughter?
Probably
doesn't say. Okay. Send them to her.
Huh?
I mean, you know, hey, look what your mom is saying.
No.
I mean,
you don't send that to the daughter. Mm. Would you want to see your mom in revealing pictures?
No, that's the point.
You'd be scarred. You don't want to scar the little girl or young lady.
Or maybe it takes her being embarrassed. Maybe embarrassed, go to the woman's parents and say, look, I just wanted to let you, what can I do? What can we do to get her to stop? Because your daughter is doing this. Humiliate her that way, maybe. Right. There are steps that the man can do, not without showing the family, but explaining what's happening. There are people that can maybe get to her, but I don't think he's trying hard enough for it to stop.
Or to the lawyer. Go to her lawyer and say, hey, your client is sending me these pictures.
Right. Boom. There are things he can do to make this stop, at least put forth a really strong effort at it.
Yeah.
Time to do that. There you go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I've been engaged to the love of my life for 5 years, and we have finally set a date.
Why?
We have an awesome relationship that is built with communication as one of the foundations that we agree is key. However, I was recently listening to the show, and a situation that involved Jenna has come to my attention that has been lacking in our lives. To this day, my wife has yet to cut the proverbial cheese.
You need that.
She does not.
Good for her.
She does not deny these allegations. It says that
she's a better woman than me.
She just doesn't have to when I'm around.
Yeah.
She exclaims that I do enough crop dusting for the both of us. Even our kids have not heard her break the sound barrier.
What?
Please, Kelly, is this something I should make a stink about? Will I regret marrying a woman who doesn't clear a room, send out an air bagel, look at a barking spider, have an occasional cheek squeak?
This is a comedian.
Yes. Do I even want her to?
This is how perfect their relationship
is. That's from Kyler.
Just tickle her after going and grabbing some Mexican food.
Wow, Kyler. What a horrible
problem.
Kyler,
you got problems, don't you?
I think it's fine, Kyler. Just marry your woman. I don't even know how to answer that letter. It's obviously just all tongue-in-cheek. And
Well, he wants to get that out of the way because she's probably...
Why do you need to get that out of the way in 5 years? I'm sure she snuck up a bathroom.
In all of my previous relationships, that never happened.
And
now
those go?
That I went to the bathroom. They ended, but I don't think it was because I didn't do that.
I've had tons of relationships. I think I've tooted in front of two of them. You know, it happens every once in a while.
But he just wants her to get out and walk Donald. Or maybe he wants Horton to hear a poo.
All right.
These are euphemisms that are in the...
This is so sad for people like my next letter that really have issues.
Legitimate problem. That's funny. You got all your... That's cute. Congratulations, and I hope y'all have a happy marriage.
Put a body cam on her.
She sounds like perfection.
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband of 9 years walked out on me just over a year ago without warning.
I'm sorry.
He's moved on. But I can't seem to. I tried the Bumble thing, went on a few dates, and then quit. After seeing my competition, I can't seem to build the self-esteem to get out there again. I'm a plain girl. I see so many beautiful girls from a male friend's Bumble account that I just don't feel like I can compete with that anymore. How do I get out of this funk and build the confidence I used to have, get to dating again, and get over my fear of rejection? I'm in no hurry to jump into something else, but it would be nice to have someone to spend time with. Katie.
I get it, Katie. Your confidence is rattled when he left you. I get it. It's hard to overcome that. But the best thing you can do for yourself is just be the best version of yourself. Yeah. Whatever is going to make you feel good about you, you know, if it's getting into the gym, if it's, you know, doing something for charity, whatever it is that makes you feel better about yourself, do those things.
Mm-hmm.
And then naturally, I think your confidence will start to build. You have to be in the right frame of mind to go on these dating
apps.
Yeah,
you do. You really have
to be in the right mindset. And if you're not in the right mindset, you can go out with all the guys in the world and it's just never going to click. It's just, I don't feel it. Oh, no, 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 no. So until you're right with you, you're not going to be right for him. Whoever that him is. So all you can do is just work on yourself.
There you go.
Be the best version. Yeah.
Good advice.
You got this.
And then the good stuff, once you open up the flow of your energy, the good energy you're putting out, it's so funny. It's like when you're in a bad, funky place, it's like it rains, it pours the funk. You know, everything goes wrong. But when things are clicking on all cylinders, it's like good things keep happening and you can't even explain it and stuff just starts coming to you. So you just got to get to that place.
And you will.
You will. It takes time.
As long as you believe.
You got to be proactive.
Exactly.
And don't just sit there and keep wallowing in self-doubt and lack of confidence.
Mm-hmm. That is Love Letters Kelly right there. It's coming back on Wednesday. If you want your relationship to be fixed by our love expert, go to KidNation.com and write us.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.